Yates gets the snap. Looking to his right, throws over the middle, caught! Touchdown, Houston! Kevin Walter with the TD reception! 2 seconds to go! The Texans can take the lead with the extra point!
Welcome back to the show. Texans minicamp going on behind us. Mark, we've talked a lot about quarterbacks, we've talked about offense, but let's talk about defense. We see J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork establishing quite a relationship out here, but this is going to be a defense that fans are expecting to see, and they look like they're going to deliver.
Well, I think it's going to be one of the better units in the entire National Football League, Patty, because of players you just mentioned like J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork, signing Raheem Moore on the back end, Brian Cushing feeling as good as he's ever felt, basically. Great to see him moving around well out here during OTAs and throughout minicamp. And Jadeveon Clowney's a player everybody's wondering about, hasn't been practicing, but Bill O'Brien has said previously that he's on track, he's on schedule, they have high expectations that he will be available on opening day against Kansas City, and that is good news for this team.
Yeah, high expectations. You know, I think the guy's worked hard. When I say high expectations, I mean for him coming back, being on schedule to start the season. Now, when he comes back to be able to practice in training camp, we don't really know that yet. Obviously, he would have to practice some to be able to be ready to play in the Kansas City game, even if it was on a limited basis. But he's worked extremely hard. I think he's moving well. I think he feels better. We'll be looking forward to seeing where he's at once we get back here at the end of July.
You know, we're also right next to each other in the locker room, and we talk a lot. And, you know, he's doing a really good job. And I know there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of people out there that want to see him play. And obviously, he was an extremely high draft pick and very rare talent who's going to help this football team a lot. But at the same time, he's a young kid who's already gone through a pretty traumatic injury and has to be smart, take care of himself, and be out there when he's ready. And he will be. He will be. He's doing a really good job. And I've tried to just extend my knowledge as much as I can to him and let him know, you know, what he's going through is normal right now. He's going to have ups and downs throughout rehab and coming back. And that's just how it goes.
And, Mark, you know, it was interesting talking to Brian Cushing. He kind of joked about it and says, no, this time I mean it. I'm really healthy. But this guy seems focused, and he does seem like he's coming back 100%.
You think about everything he's been through. You know, you have catastrophic knee injuries in 2012 and 2013, and along with everything else that you might be suffering as a professional football player suffering from. So that adds up. Now, here's Brian Cushing going into year 7 of his career. Sometimes you forget how great he was. Rookie of the year in 2009. One of the best defensive players in the entire league. Can he get back to that level? These are all questions that we really won't know the answer to until we see him out there on the field. But the signs are very positive. Having the first real offseason for himself in quite a while. And let's just hope for the best in 2015 for number 56.
Well, and one of the other best defensive players on this team is Jonathan Joseph. He will be one of the veteran leaders both on and off the field for this ball club. And I had a chance to catch up with him. Just what have you kind of seen so far, and what do you like about what you're seeing with the continuity, specifically defense?
I think, you know, obviously we have several starters returning from last year, and we lost some guys from last year. But I think, you know, the guys they've added so far have came and fit right in. And, you know, they're picking up the defense, and they're great teammates, and they're great leaders also. And then I add on top of that, the rookies coming right in, and those guys stepping in, and those guys soaking it up and learning it and making plays on the practice field, you know, and they're great students in the classroom.
Well, it may be a little bit too soon to tell, but you talk about rookies and Kevin Johnson, the biggest addition back there. What are you seeing from this kid?
Great kid, first and foremost. You know, obviously he's an intelligent football player. He got great instincts. You know, he's really quick. And, you know, he's a great guy in the classroom also. You know, he's one of those guys that you can tell him something one time and he can go out to the practice field and correct it. So, it's, you know, it's great having a guy like that, being able to mentor him and see him grow each and every day in practice.
How much different is it, better, whatever? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but kind of year two of this coaching staff. You guys came in last year at this time, really didn't know what to expect. Now you kind of understand it. Are you able to sort of focus more on the task at hand versus kind of learning new things?
I think so. I think now everyone has a chance to understand the defense overall and know exactly what the defense asks of them. And I think the coaching staff kind of understands the players and know what defense, what situations they can put the players in at certain times and what defense they can't call. So I think overall as a defense, everyone kind of has the understanding of what's asked of them and just having a chance to go out and play fast and react more quicker.
You know, you've been in this kind of leadership role back there for a while now, but every time we talk to one of these young guys, even Kareem, who's not even the young guy anymore, but everybody kind of looks to you, talks about you, mentions you. How much have you embraced that role and really take it kind of to heart? That's as big a part of your job almost as playing on the field.
It's kind of second nature to me. I don't really think about it as much, but sometimes, you know, You know, when I'm dragging in, when I'm a little tired, you know, I know it's my job to stay on those guys and push those guys. You know, and I ask the same of those guys. They say if they see me make a mistake, to kind of, you know, tone in on me a little bit and let me know it. But, you know, just me being the leader back there, being here for 5 years, my fifth season, I just kind of want to be the leader to go in the classroom, you know, take what the coach is saying, put it towards the practice field, and just get the guys to understand exactly what the coach asks of us.
Such a big jump last year, going from 2-14 to 9-7. Now going into this year, is this team ready to make that next step, get over that hump? And actually, you know, what is that?
You know, first and foremost, you always want to get into the playoffs and win your division. And I think that's our goal right now. You know, last year things ended in the right way, the way we wanted to end at the end of the season. And I think this year, you know, we've built a competitive roster and we're working towards that goal. You know, we still have training camp ahead and mini camp. But I think right now we're taking the right steps in the right direction.
It is wonderful to have Jonathan Joseph on this football team with Kareem Jackson. You just drafted Kevin Johnson. What a big boost it is to the back end of that defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we've taken another time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll be back with Drew Doherty talking about one of our favorite coaches, John Perry, as well as some Father's Day wishes. Stay with us.